Welcome to the first edition of the Serious Epiphany Show. I am Tiffany, and I am your host. I'd like to start with a thank you and welcome to all that are here and those who will come in the future. We are all here in the right timing to hear the messages and to also be encouraged. I am one of those empaths like you. I have gone through quite a bit in life, and I'm here to offer all of the lessons and the bright parts of making it through all of the parts that create who we are. Our experiences and our choices are the number one reason why we are here today. I'm glad you're here, and I wanted to talk about something that plagues all of us. It's automatic negative thoughts. So these feelings and thoughts are pervasive, and I wrote an article just to get us started. You can find this on our blog, on Facebook, and on our website that's launching this summer, Emission for Transition. Let's begin. When you feel sad or painful feelings, are they really your feelings or something else? By sensing our own mindful connections, our minds and feelings from the world we are in, our perception of how to use thought, emotion, and energy co-creates a life that's experienced. We are aware of the polarities of pleasure to pain. This is all part of our experience, our training, for we cannot change unless we see these markers until we need to. So, when you feel the watering down your cheeks, feeling your blood boil, or feeling lost, ask yourself just this one question. Is what I'm feeling really mine? If there is no answer, immediately know it's your condition of being a sensitive and compassionate person that allows these things to pass through you to affect your current emotional state. Think of a sunset and the colors that change around you, continuously changing. So does our beliefs and our thoughts. For some, we call this an automatic negative thought or inspiration. Some say this is love, or some say this is just the human condition, or maybe it's just a bad attitude or mental illness. You can make this whatever form it needs to take to make it pliable for you and easier to transition through. If you or on a dangerous job site, you'll put on contractor's hard hat or steel-toed boots to prevent yourself from harm. So when you're waking up in this world of chaos and misinformation, illusion, and hate, remember, bring your invisible toolbox. We came in this world with a full range of tools, so when we start out as kids, we looked at everyone with the same eyes. The eyes of acceptance, the eyes of love, the ones that remind us of who we are, the feelings we have with others that show us that we're still innocent. But as we grew older, the world conditioned us, our parents conditioned us, and our identity became influenced by bigger than us proportions and productions. The mission that has governed my life is one of an enlightening service. To be your portal to yourself, to give you the golden lens of wholesome oneness. Through the Mission for Transition website, our Facebook blog, and YouTube channel, you will always receive encouragement from me and offerings of resources for locating the products and services revealing new freedoms for your life. How good is it to be alive right now? Say it. How good is it to be alive right now? To be awakened as our lives show proof of operating in a place where we can co-create our own lives by choices and clearly seeing the experiences we're going through. We want to see the results of the efforts of our focus. Now, our feelings give us clues, tips. Our bellies, our solar plexus, is our minds in our belly that always tells us, are these feelings true to me, or am I experiencing anxiety? Sometimes we need to stop and breathe, and if we really want to find out, we'll take 5 or 6 minutes out and do some deep breathing and some oneness with ourselves. Did you discover that what you think becomes a real event somehow? Well, we'll discuss that in our next episode of A Serious Epiphany. I'm Tiffany, your host. Thank you for joining me. See you on the internet.